You're holding Daf Test Amud Aleph. Again, last moment we had already, the top one was the Kodesh Kedoshim Techlenu. The question is, what do we need a pasuk for that you keep the Kodesh Kedoshim in the Heichel? Lema, why don't I say Yisvara that the Chotzer or Yomay Jechlu, if you give them the Chotzer and the Azorah, therefore, Vlo Yetav Acham Menikah, that for sure you should be able to eat it in the Heichel also. So how come I need a special pasuk? And then if the answer is, we had that Avoido, the Adam Oyvi B'Makam Rabbi, an Avoidah during the Avoidah during the Kemitza. That a person does the Avoidah B'Makam Rabbi, then there's a Svara, Amrinu B'Seishka, Yetop Acham Menikah. That Avada, that a Kemitza, if it helps in the Azoro, it should also help in the Heichel. That's an Avoidah, a person does B'Makam Rabbi. But tell you Achilo, Shein Adam Oycha B'Makam Rabbi, but here to eat the Kodesh Kedoshim, that the male people do not eat the Mokum Rabbi, if so, time with the cost of Kroah. Why do we say you could eat it in the Heichel because it's a special thing of the Kosev of the Apostle that Kodesh Kedoshim Tech Lenum? But hold on, cost of Kroah, but if you would not have the special postage, then, Lo Ye Tophel Chavim Menikah, Lo Ye Amrinah, I would not say this, I would not say a Tophel, she become a Menikah. By Achilah, since it's not respectful, it's not the Kovet to eat the Mokum Rabbi, by Achilah, I would not say this Svara without the Gzeras Kosev. Alright, now here's what we're up to. Mar says, now it will learn like this. Bololo chutz l'chaymes azora. Let's say the kohen, whoever it is, mixed up the shemen and the solus, the flour and oil of the mincha. They mixed it up together, but they did it chutz l'chaymes azora, outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside the azora. So is it kosher or is it possible? So Mar says it's the machlokes. Reb Yechanan Amar Psula. Reb Yechanan says it's possible. This avoid of yitzik of pouring the shemen into the solus has to be done in the Azorah, and if it's done outside the Azorah, it's possible. Resh Lakish Shomak Shera. What's the machlekes? Resh Lakish Shomak Shera. The prophet says, Vayitzak Oleho Shemin, Venosan Oleho Levoina. That you put Shemin on the Mincha, then you put Levoina on the Mincha, and then the prophet says, Vohodar, after it says, Veviyu El Bnei Aaron HaKohanim, Vekomat, and then bring it to the Kohen, and he'll make a Kemitza. So Resh Lakish holds that Mikmitza v'yelach mitzvah kuna. That from Kemitza and onwards, then you need a kohen to do the avodah by the mincha. But before that, you do not need a kohen. If so, it comes to teach us limed. It comes to teach us how yitziko blila, that by just pouring in the oil and mixing up the oil in the flour, shekshirim bazar, that even a zar, even a yisrael could do it. You do not need a kohen. If so, Resh Lakish holds in Svarom, Omi dekuna leboi, since you don't need a kohen for this, if so, Penim Namin leboi, who did it to Svarom, does not have to be done in the Beis HaMikdash, it can be done outside also. That's Resh Lakish is Svarom. Rabbi Yechanan says, Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Sula, no, Kivon the Yasi Yosav Klihu, since it has to be done in the Klisharis, you have to put the mincha, the flour and oil, inside the Klisharis, if so, Nehi dekuna leboi. And Echanam, you do not need the avodah to be done by a kohen, even a zar could do it, but akoponim penim miyas boi, it has to be done in the azar itself, since it has a din kedushas kli, the kedushas kli is only inside the azar. No, it is not called an avodah yet, you don't need a kohen, just like a shchita. Shchita also doesn't need a kohen, a zar could do a shchita, but akoponim, it has to be done in the azar. That's Rabbi Yechanan's Svara. Now the Gemara says, Tanya Kavosa to Rabbi Yechanan, I'll bring your proof to Rabbi Yechanan. It says, Bololo Zar Kshera. If the Zar makes the Blila, mixes up the Shemna and the flour by Minchas Kshera. But it says clearly, Chus Lechay Misra Azara Psula. If it was done outside the Azara and Echanani, then Tak is Psula. Now the Gemara says, Itmu learn like this. Mincha Shechos Rakaydam Kemitza. You have the Sorin of flour. And now before the kohen went to make the kemitza, some of the flour got lost, was chosen, was missing. So Rabbi Yechanan says, Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Yovei Mitzaych Beisav Yimalenu. You're allowed to bring some more flour from your house and put it into the kli sharis, or in the kadashit, and now the kohen can go and make the kemitza. Now it has to be sholem and echanani, but you're allowed to bring from your house to be mashlim the shiur. Resh Lakish Shomano, Lo Yovei Mitzaych Beisav Yimalenu. You're not allowed to bring more flour from your house and fill it up. What's the machlekes? Resh Lakish, Rabbi Yechanan, Omar Rabbi Yechanan says, maybe mitech beis v'malenu. Yes, you're allowed to bring it from your house and fill it up. Why? Kemitza kaboyilei. It's the kemitza that's kaveirit. And Rashi says what it means to say is the cholkama the way comets calls the man the kohen did not make the kemitza, take the handful out to be burnt. Is la nikri mincha, it's not called a mincha yet. And therefore, la karinam be minha mincha that we darshin prat l'shechosrom. The verse to come on. The Rashi explains, koloshen kiviyus, the yamah b'mnochis, kolemar, zokuk zelazer, that one needs the other. So when do we say you need the hoshir? That's only from kemitza and onwards. But before kemitza, if something is missing, you have a right to bring more and fill it up. That's Rabbi Yechonin Svorah. Resh Lakish Omer, Resh Lakish says, Lo yovim mitech beis tov yomaleinu. No, you're not going to bring more flour and fill it up. Why? Kasiyot kedusha kli kaboyilei. As soon as you put it into the kli, that's what mekadesh it like. That's kaveh. You have to have a whole shear, and that's what kaveh the shei mincha. And therefore, once you put the yisorin into the kli, now if part of it was chosar, it's called the mincha shechosar. That's sula. Eisvei Reb Yechonin Resh Lakish. Reb Yechonin has kashet Resh Lakish. It says clearly by a mitzvah that chosar halug, if he had the lug shal shemen, and then some shemen got lost, was missing. So it says clearly, imad shalo yitzak yimalenu. If before you start to pour it off, you could fill it up. So you see, even though it's in the kli ready, the kli is not what's kaveirit, but it's the avodah that's being kaveirit. So before you start to make the tzikom, start to pour the shemen onto the mitzvah, you'll have to fill up the kli again. The Gemara says tiyufta, it's a tiyufta on Resh Lakish, it's the right to Rabbi Yechonon, that it's not the kli that's being kaveirit, but rather it's the avodah, either the kemitza or here the tzika of the shemen. Now the Gemara says, itma, we learn like this, shirayim shechosru ben kemitza li haktor. Let's say after the kohen made a kemitza, he took out the handful from the mincha, now the law is he's supposed to burn the kemitza, and then it's huta for the kohanim titi shirayim. What's going to be though from the shirayim, the leftover mincha that became chosa? Some of that flour got lost before the kohen burnt the kemitza. So what's the law? So Rabbi Yechonin says, makter kohen mitzalayim. Yes, you have a right still to burn the kemitza. He can still bring the kemitza, even though the shirayim is chosa. For Resh Lakish, Resh Lakish says, ain makter kohen mitzalayim. No, you're not allowed to burn the kemitza. Since the shirayim is chosar, you don't have it all, therefore it's possible you're not allowed to burn the kemitza. So more stuff like this. Ali b'du Reb Lezer kuliyam molet ligi. According to Reb Lezer Shita, that he says by dam, even though there's no bosar, still you're allowed to make a zrikas adam. So Shita here also, even if the whole shirayim would be chosar, still you'd be allowed to make the kemitza and burn the kemitza. According to Reb Lezer, there's no shayla. The machlokes is only according to Rabbi Yeshua. The Tanakh learned like this: Nitmu shireho, or else nisrafu shireho, or else avdu shireho. You have a mincha that the shirayim left over it got burnt up, or it got lost, or it became tummy. That says kemidus Rabbi Lezik shera. According to Rabbi Lezik shita, still is kosher that you've allowed to be marked to the claimants. Just like he says, you can bring the dam, even though there's no bosor. So what then? You can make bring the kaimitz, even though there's no shirayim. But kemidas Rabbi Yeshua absula. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, that he says no, in main bosor ain't dam, and in main dam ain't bosor. He holds that you only make a zrika sadam by korban if there's some bosor either to be eaten or to be burnt. But if there's no more bosor left over, you cannot make a zrika sadam. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, here also absula. That if the whole shirayim of the mincha got lost before you burn the kemitza, you are not allowed to go and burn the kemitza. You could only burn the kemitza if there's some left over. So more like this: man de posel k'reb Yeshua, the one that says tak it's posel Resh Lakish, that says it's posel hozak k'reb Yeshua, that since the shirayim is chosar, you cannot burn the kemitza. Or man de mach shavas from Reb Yechonin, though he says like this: ad kan loy omar Reb Yeshua hosom elot loy yishtayer. When does Rabbi Yeshua say by the dam, you cannot make a zrikas adam if there's no bosar at all left over? Or then you cannot make a kemitza if there's no shirayim at all left over. Avol hecha dishtayir. But over here there is shirayim left over of the mincha here. It's only it was chosar, some is missing, but it's really left over. And so it could be Afilu Rabbi Yeshua my delay. Even Rabbi Yeshua would also agree. And the Tanya, we learned like this. Rabbi Yeshua Aymer, Kol Hazvachim Sheba Torah, by every Korban, Shenishtayim Mihem Kezayis Boso. As long as there's at least a Kezayis Boso left over that the Kohen gets to leave from it. So therefore you can make a Zrika, the Zrika is going to be Mata, this Kezayis Boso, to Achilo. Or else, or Kezayis Chelev, at least if the Kezayis Chelev left over to make Haktor, to put on the Mizbeach, then the Locher is Zerak Adam, then the Kohen has the right to make a Zrika Sadam, and the Zrika will be Mater, either the boss of the Achilo or the Chelev, to be Mukter on the Mizbeach. But what's going to be Kechati Zayis Boser, Kechati Zayis Chelev? Let this only left over Kechati Zayis to be the one of them. Then the Din is Ein Zorik Es Adam. You cannot make a Zrika Sadam. It is a Kechati Zayis, even a Kechati Zayis of both. It is a Kechati Zayis of Boser, since that's supposed to be eaten. And there's a Kechati Zayis of Chelev, that's supposed to be burnt, and you cannot put the two together. Therefore, there's no din. You cannot make a Zrika Sadam. Uvo Eilo, but by Korban Eilo, that both the Boser and the Amurim is both burnt, then a Fiduk Echatzi Zayis Boser, even if it's only left over Echatzi Zayis Boser, but Echatzi Zayis Chelev, then Zarek Esadam, then you're allowed to make a Zarek Esadam according to Yeshua. Why? Because Neshem Oilu, because by Korban Oilu, Kula Kolo, the whole thing is burnt. Therefore, Sidid, you're making a Zarek to be Matar in Achilu under Mizbeach. Uve Mincha, what about by a Mincha? Alpha Pisha Kula Kayemis. Even though the whole mincha is left over, la yisroik, you should not make a zrika. So, Kura, what does the mincha have to do with the Kabbalah Saddam, with the zrika Saddam? Because the Gemara mincha mayavidite, who's talking about a mincha here? We're talking about now the aloha zrika Saddam. You cannot make a zrika Saddam unless you have a kazayas of bosa left over. So, what does the mincha have to do with here? So, the answer is yes. I'm a rapopo, minchas nisochim. We're talking about the mincha that's supposed to be brought with the korban, and it's like this. I would have thought to say, since this mincha comes a chayz because of the korban, this korban is turned to sochim. You have to bring the mincha with the korban. Yes, I would have thought to say, kigufa the zevach damya. It's considered like mamish kigufa the korban itself, and therefore, if you have nothing left over, only this mincha, you can make a zrika sadam. Kamash Mulan, that's the Kiddush no. According to Yeshua, you could only make a Zrika Sadam if there's some Bosa or Imurim of the Korban itself left over. Because if there's no Bosa, no Imurim, just the Mincha, that's not matter, you cannot make a Zrika Sadam. Elimor says, Man the Apostle, what's like a Shan Rosh Lakish? What does he say here that this Kemitza, you cannot burn the Kemitza, either some part of the Shrine left over? And if you clearly, according to Yeshua, by Dam, as long as there's a Kazayas of Bosa left over, you are allowed to make the Zrika Sadam. The Chura said the same story here also. You should be able to burn the Kemitza as long as there's a Kazayas of the Shirayim left over. Where it says, no, Shani Yoch here is different by Yemincha. Yom HaKura, the Pasuk says, Feherim HaKoyim Min HaMincha Es HaKurosa the Hiktir HaMizbecha. So what it says, Feherim HaKura HaMincha, the courage to take off the Askarosa means take the Kemitza, and Dikter, the Kemitza burns on the Mizbeach. So the Darsh, the Mitzvah says, say, HaMincha, Dikter HaMizbeach HaMincha, and it should burn on the Mizbeach the Mincha. So the Darsh, now the Isa Lekule Mincha, Lo Yakter, unless the old Mincha is around, you're not allowed to burn it. The Shash, you're going to burn the Kemitza, it has to be that the whole Mincha is around. That's Chan Rosh Lakish. So therefore, if part of it is missing before you burn the Kemitza, you're not allowed to burn it. Vida, what did you have to do with this? Vida, min ha-mincha means mincha shoyis ha-kvar. Just means the main thing, it has to be sholem v'shas Kemitza. Rashi says, shoyis ha-kvar, shleim v'shas ha-kemitz. V'shas ha-kvar took off the Kemitza, then the mincha was a sholem. Ha-fagab the hashta, ain't a shleim, even though right now it's not sholem, still yakti have right to burn it. That's what Rabbi Yochanan would learn. The main thing is, v'shas Kemitza, that'd be a sholem. And the president says, Shleima v'shas Kemitza yakti, ha-fagab the hashta, ain't a shleim. Now the Gemara says, "Eis for Rabbi Yochanan l'Rosh Lakish." So Rabbi Yochanan is the kashin of the Rosh Lakish. It says we had before, "Ad shaloi porko nifras lachma." Let's say before they took off the lechem upon him off the shulchan, lechem broke, so became missing. So a lechem posel, lechem is posel. and therefore the yain mak to roll the b'zichin. When they take off the b'zichin, you're not allowed to burn it, because again the b'zichin is like the kemitza. So since the lechem was chosar, was nifras, before they took the kemitza, that's called the mincha shechosar. It's possible to make the kemitza. What's going to be though v'yimi sheporko nifras lachmo? Let's say after they took off the lechem off the shulchan, then one lechem broke open. So halechem posel, and echnami the lechem tak is posel, and now eat the lechem. But a machtaver olav es abzichin, but you're allowed to burn the abzichin. Again, like the kemitza was done already, so you're allowed to burn the kemitza, even though the shirayim is chosar. And the Yomer of Lozer says, loy pirka mamish, it doesn't really mean they took off ready the lechem, they took off ready the bezichin. Elekivra and shegiyah zman alifrat, as long as it became ready the seventh hour of the day on Shabbos, that now it's the zman to take off the lechem upon him. V'yafo pishla pirka, even though they did not take off the lechem yet, still it's okay. Rashi says, we don't have to bring down this Gemara of what Rabbi Elazar said, the loy pirka pirka mamish. In order to elo, el adi the ton liel ton yocha. But I call upon him here, it's a proof to say that Alma, what do we see? That even though the Shirayim was Chosru, being the Kemitza and the Akhtara, like over here, if they first took off the Bezichim, and then it was Nifrasa Halechem, Lechem was Chosar, still you allowed to burn the Bezichim. So who you see, like Rabbi Yechanan, that if the Shirayim is Chosar, after the Kemitza, still you allowed to burn the Kemitza. So Marin says, or Malay Rish Lakos lands back and say, Harmani Rebelezi, this goes according to Rebelezi Shita. Like we said before, according to Rebelez, everybody agrees that he holds, even though there's no Shirayim, there's no Bosra Chelev around, still you let him make his Rika Saddam. So according to Rebelez, there's no Shah Lavad, you let him make the Kemitza. Our only Shah was according to Yeshua. So Rish Lakos will learn, this Mishnah goes according to Rebelezi. So Omalei Yechon says back, I know I mean Lacha Mishnah Shleim, I tell you a whole complete Mishnah. The Amarta Liyat, Reb Lezer, you want to tell me it goes according to Reb Lezer? If this goes according to Reb Lezer, Reb Lezer, Ma'ira Nifras, what do you have to suggest that Lechem was Nifras, was broken, that part of it is Chosar, Afilu Sarah Fiyadav V'Ovad Nami Machshir. According to Reb Lezer, he owes, even if the whole Lechem would have been burnt up, would have been lost. So you let it be Machter the Kemitza, you let it be Machter the Bezichem. And since the Mishnah says clearly only that Nifras HaLechem, when the Lechem broke, it was Chosar, so it's going according to Rabbi Yeshua Shita, that you have to have something left over. And as long as something is left over, it's okay. It's right to Rabbi Yechon, it's a Kashim Rashlokish. Ishtik, so Rashlokish kept quiet. Said Yomar, why do you keep quiet? Leimle, why do you say, Siba Shani? Let him say, listen here, the Lechem upon him, that's a Korban Siba, that's a Mincha Siba. Hey, by Mincha, it's different. Here he can be Makhtar, the Kemitzom. Even though the Shrine was Chosar, well, he should have answered this way. The Mar says, Hoyl, Hetri Fosvaris, Lemele, Tibushani, Hoyl, the Ishtri, Tumul, Agabayu, Ishtri Nami, Chaseris. And since we know by Korban Tibur, he let her bring it even the Tumul. You see, they're special at Terim by Korban Tibur. But I hear what they have at Chosar also be a matter of this. Even though it's Chosar, still be a matter of it. Oh, my Rav Adabaravo, Zoy Samiris, here it's approved to say, HaChesorin kebal mum domi. And you know, a chesorin, if it's missing from the mincha, it's like a bal mum. And v'yein bal mum b'tzibur. In other words, that's not a good teretz. Just like even though by a korban tzibur there's no heta to bring a bal mum, hu adin by a korban tzibur there's no heta to bring a choser. If it's choser, there's no heta. So therefore, that's where Rosh Lakish did not answer. That's where Rosh Lakish was shosak. So where Mashmet Sarayim to Rabbi Yechanon, that if you made the kemitza, then it's Chosar HaShirayim, as long as something is left over, still you'd be allowed to burn the Kemitza. Now the Gemara says, Yosef Rapavop was sitting down. Okom Olo HaShemayte, saying over this halacha. Om Olay Rabbi Yosef HaShemayte Rapopo. Yosef HaShemayte said to Rapopo, that Milo Yaskinon. Aren't we talking about over here? So as she says, it means to say, Milo Yaskinon, Blutad Liel. So really the sheet there drawn and says like this, that klima, that it means to say mihocholei mashma de chesorin kebal mum domi. For me, you can't bring any proof that a chesorin, a mincha that chosar has looked like a bal mum to save my korban tibur, it's not hutra. Why not? Milu yaskinon, the Rabbi Yochanan of Rish Lakish, the mincha toimer de tibur hi. that aren't they talking about even, isn't there machlokes even in the case of a mincha seimer that the korban seber hopligi and still the yagyu? The kitchen can't bring me any proof to say that by choser is like a balmun. Could be no, but just they themselves goof argue in this case, even by mincha seber, that's goof where the machlokes of Yerchem Rishlakish was. So that's why Rishlakish kept quiet. Now the Gemara says, Omer of Malkiyov, Tana Chod, one brice we learned. The Pasuk says, Misoto, you have to have all the cellos, all the flour there. So we darshin shimchos, rakol shub sula. If any part of the amount of the flour is missing, the minchis psula. Mishamna, the Pasuk says, from oil, shimchos, rakol shub posul. If you're missing the amount of shemen you're supposed to have, also it's a psul. Rashi says, cellos yisarm is boy luk shemen. For every sorin of flour, you have to have one lug of shemen. So kitzo, when the pasuk says misulta mishamna, means you have to have the complete shear. If you're missing a little bit, the minchas posel. The tani, another brayse we learned, v'hanoy seres mina mincha, what's left over from the mincha. And the shita says the word v'hanoy seres takel, it means mina mincha. So dash mina mincha means prat la mincha shechosra, excluding if there's something missing from the mincha. What's missing? That if you're missing part of the mincha, part of the kmitza, part of lavoina, the mincha's posel. The question is, trei kroy b'cheseres lomeli. Why do I have to have two psukim to teach us misolta, that you have to have the complete amount of selis, mishamna, the complete amount of shemen, and then the posel min ha-mincha, you need the whole mincha. So love isn't, aren't these two psukim teaching us Chodo lemincha shechos for kodem kmitza? One is if you're missing part of the isorin before you made the kmitza, that the mincha is tzula. V'chad, and the second pasuk is lishirayim shechos for ben kmitza laktara. That even after they made the kohen made the kmitza, now if it's missing from the shirayim, you're not allowed to burn the kmitza. That's the second pasuk. If so, it should be a tiyuf to the Rabbi Yechonon b'tavayil. The chorot zakash and Rabbi Yechonon now both brought them a zakash and Rabbi Yechonon. Shmuel says, "Light, no, it's not a kashin of Yechonon. I tell you, Chodol lemincha shechos for kodem kmitza. And Echnami, that what? That if the mincha is missing before you made the kmitza, that dinei we may basically be malenu in. If you go home and bring more mincha now and fill up the kli before you make the kmitza, be kosher. But v'leiloit, if you don't come to fill it up, it's possible. And v'chad, the second pasuk is lishirayim shechos for ben kmitza laktara." That if the shirayim, true, after you made the kmitza, some part of the flour of the shirayim got lost. So lachur is the yaf agav the mark the kaimitz aleim. Even though according to Rabbi Yechonon, you're allowed to burn the kmitza, but I call upon him oisam shirayim, this leftover flour, asurim biachila, it's also tidit. Therefore, it's not a kasha on Rabbi Yechonon. The boilu, because he had a question like this: the divriyim according to man the omer that says shirayim shechosu ben kmitza laktara. Master Kermitzalayim in the current Rabbi Yechonon, that even though there's a chaser in the Shirayim, but since you made the Kemitza first, the Shas Kemitza, it was a Shalayim, so you have a Shailah, that now you're allowed to burn the Kemitza. But I see Shirayim, the leftover Mincha, what's going to be? Mahim Ba'achila, the Mutatid Anat. Or this Amaziri Amakroz, he said the Pasuk says, Vahanoi Seres, Loi Hanoi Seres, Minanoi Seres, only the leftover Shirayim you're allowed to eat. If that's it, the whole Mincha is here. The only thing that's missing is only the kmitza. So if you're missing something else more than the kmitza, from the shirayim, something is also missing, and the chnami, then there's a heta b'achila. Even according to Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yana Yama, meha mincha means mincha shayse kvar, only if you have no mincha that was here before. But if something is missing right now, even though you have a right to make a kmitza, but our koponim, it's also b'achila. Then the Mishnah says, komas b'smo, if the kohen uses left hand, it's possible. Minon Emilia, how do we notice from Omer Abzeir, where the Omer Kodaposik says, V'yakri v'esamincho, v'yamala kapim imenu. So, kap there, this handful, en yudea ma, what does it mean? Kishwam, when the Apostle says, Gloch ha-koin milug ha-shemen, v'yotzek ha-kaf ha-koin ha-smilis. So, when the Apostle says, take from the lug of the shemen, and put it on the left hand of the koin, so, kan smilis, mashmi, here the Apostle has to say, kaf ha-koin ha-smilis, the left hand. Mashma komokim shnei makaf. Usually, whenever the Torah says the word kaf, the palm, ainim ol yamin, avada means the right. For the Gemara Novo, miboilu l'gufu, we need this for the gufu itself. That what smallest to teach us over here, that where should the Kohen put the Shemen on his left hand? It's not for an extra posik. It's come to teach us by the Mitzvah, where does the Kohen put the Shemen? You need a posik to say, puts it on his left hand? How can we learn out from over here that every other place that means the Amin, maybe he went to another place also means the Smil? Just how to explain it over here. Smil says, no, I'll tell you, Smil is Sacharin Exiv. It says another time the word Smil. So why does it say a second time over here for? The teacher says, Limud, that only over here does the word Kaf mean Smil. But all the places about the Kaf means Yemin. So the Umar V'Aim, why don't they say, a Miyat Achimit El Larabis? Since it says two Miyat with Larabis, so Lechure all over it means Smil. The Umar knows, Smil is Sacharin Exiv. So it says a third time Smil. Therefore, the Dikiv can smilus. Only over here by the Shemin of the Mitzvah does the Kohen put the Shemin on his left hand. But V'yeinacha smilus, no other place. Hereby, Kemitz, when the Pasuk says, V'yakir v'samincha, V'yamala kapim v'menu, the Kohen should fill up his hands with it. Which hand does it mean? Which palm? Avada means the Amin, the right. And therefore, if he does it with his left hand, the Mishnah says it's possible. For the Gemara V'yem, why don't I say, Adababa, just the opposite. Ma kan smilis, as the almanami smilis. One has said, just like here means a smil, maybe all the place also means a smil. Verse says, no, our boss smilis, it says it four times. Trei b'oni, or trei b'yashir. Kids, it says plenty of times the word smil here, that the dik is dafk over here to use your left hand, but all the places the din is when it says the word kaf, how about you have to use your right? Oh, ma le b'yir mil rab zero, our boy in yoda ha yamonis. The Aboyin Ragla Hayimonis. The Kosev, which says the Pasha of Hashem Mitzayra by Noshir, by Rich Oshma, by Rich Mitzayra, Lomali, what does that have to say it for? Say, put on your Yoda Hayimonis, the Aboyin Ragla Hayimonis. And the Kasha really is, as the President says, the Kosev, Adam Oshim. We know already where to put the Shemon on the Mitzayra. We're supposed to put it on the same place you already put the Dam Oshim. And we know already the Dam Oshim went on the right. But since we know already that's where the Dam Oshim is, why is the Pasuk have to say again that you put from the Shemin Yodah Hayimonis to Aboyin Ragla Hayimonis? Pshita has to go on the right hand. Gemara says, on top of that, Yudam and Aleph, yes, that Chad is Lahachshir Tzodin, the Chad is Lifsol Tzidei Tzodin. That where do you put it? Has to be on the palm or on the side, but not on the side of the sides. So Rashi says, Lahachshir Tzodin Shaboyin the Dashin Lekamon. Oh, b'somach erasiv yolov mater menashe the chadobah and ben regal lifsol tzidit dodim means boser atachtoin shereged akaf on the bottom part of your palm, that's posel tzidit dodim, that's posel only tzidit is kosher, not tzidit dodim.
So like Rashi says lahachshit dodim means shoboyim of the thumb the dashim lakamon al means b'somach next to it erasiv yolov mater menashe. And the Chad Al is the hen, Dain Diyad Benreg lifts so see that's Dodim. Means Bosra Tachta on the bottom part of it, the bottom part of your thumb, that's possible to put the Shemin. Now with Dashin Posik says, Al Dam Oshim. Al Mokom Dam Oshim. Now two Psukim, one Posik says, Al Dam Oshim. You should put the Shemin on top of the Dam Oshim. Another Posik says, put it Al Mokom Dam Oshim. So, Lama Yosu, what do we need this Psukim for? The Mayosu honey. So it's not Srich, yes, we need both these two. Ikos Rachmona al Dam Oshim is possible. Would have just said that you're supposed to put the Shemin on the Mitzvah on top of where they put the Dam Oshim. Have I mean, I would have thought that's like this. Iso in, only if the Dam is still on his thumbs, then on top of the Dam, like that's where you're supposed to put the Shemin. But Nifkaneach, let's say it dried up already. Let's say true. First you put the Dam of the Oshim on his Bayan Yad, and then the Dam dried up already. And now you want to put the Shemin. I would have thought to say, no, it's no good. Would have just said, Adam Osher means the Shemin has to go mamash on top of the Dam. Therefore, Kosta Rachman of Torah writes, Al Mokam, no on the place, means as long as the Dam was put there, even though it dried up already, it's all right now to put the Shemin on the same place where you already put the Dam. Now, the Kosta Rachman Al Mokam, we just had the word Al Mokam, have I would have thought to say, Dafkon is Kanoch, only if it was dried up already. Then you could put the Shemin on the same place where you already put the Dam before and it dried up already. Abel Esau, but if the Dam is still here, Eim have the Chatzitza. I would have thought to say, no, it's called the Chatzitza. That the Shemin cannot go on top of the Dam itself. Maybe the Shemin also has to go on the Yad on his hand alone. just on the same place, we already put the dam before, but maybe the dam has to be dried up already. Because otherwise, if the dam is still wet, maybe it's called the chatzitza. That's the other pasuk. Al dam oshem, to know that it's okay. You're allowed to put the dam. You're allowed to put the shem, another mitzvah, on top of the dam itself. That's why we need these two psukim of al dam oshem and al mokoyim dam oshem. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side.